Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast. I'm Mick Mercer. Concussion Talk Podcast is sponsored by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Pat Kofagic Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada. Rely on HeadCheck to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. And that's not the break for the fatigue, but nevertheless, check out HeadCheck. But, please follow me on social media. So that's YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Basically, should call it X, I guess. But anyway, but that's at Concussion Talk. You can sponsor me, obviously. It's been a while since I've done one of these, so I'm a bit bumbling with my words, but yes, but please review on five stars, whatever star or any stars you want, really, but 5 stars tell, they definitely be preferable. On every social media, every your podcast. Geez, I'm really struggling with this. It's the end of summer. So anyway, so at Concussion Talk on YouTube, Twitter, X, Facebook, Instagram, and rate and review on podcast, wherever you get podcasts. And now it's episode 163. I'm talking now. I'll start off the podcast anew because that was a mess, but I will leave it in because it's fun, more fun that way. But I'm talking to Zach Hudson of the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado. And Zach, well, thank you so much for coming on. And we talked, when was it, a while ago? Like last month, we discussed.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I think it was back mid-July is when.
Yeah. I know it was a while ago because then you couldn't. I was away. I went away, and you couldn't do one until now. But this is great. And so I guess first things first. What is the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado?
And so the brain. Go on.
No, sorry. Go ahead. Please.
The Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado, we're a 501c3 nonprofit organization. We're a statewide organization, and we serve survivors of an acquired brain injury all over the state of Colorado. We provide support, resources, and education to survivors of a brain injury and their caregivers, loved ones, and the professionals that work with them.
And I've seen your website. I'm going to that because that's huge, very comprehensive. You got brain injury for kids, for adults, for caregivers, and all sorts of stuff for professionals, for just lots of good educational information there. So check out I'll read out their website because I'm going to be where's the website? I picked the wrong link. Anyway, I'll get you there, the website, when I can find it, which is coming up soon in momentarily. Yes, BIAColorado.org. BIAColorado.org. And it has lots of very, very good, tons of information on the site. So please check that out. But I went out to go back to my guest and ask Zach, why did you become involved with the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado?
Oh, that's a good question. And the short answer is that I kind of just fell into this line of work. I used to be in education, in outdoor education. And then I got involved working in an ILST program. What that stands for is Independent Life Skills Training.
Okay.
And it's a service that's available to brain injury survivors on Colorado's brain injury waiver, which is through Medicaid. Basically, okay. It's a program and service to help people become more independent, gain life skills for self-management and independence, and that sort of stuff. So I worked directly with survivors, and then I also did some behind-the-scenes stuff with scheduling and Medicaid. Then, you know, we in that program always knew about Brain Injury Alliance, since they're the statewide organization that supports survivors. So I started there as the program manager for the peer mentorship program, going on 3 years now.
So actually, that's perfect segue. So what is the peer mentorship program? And so you run, you manage it, or run it, you manage it, but you explain what you do there, why, who it's for, and what you do.
Sure. So the mentorship program, and I always like to start by just, you know, giving a little background on mentorship programs and what they are.
Yes.
There's all kinds of different mentorship programs. You know, the most popular, probably best known one would be a Big Brother, Big Sister program, that national organization.
Okay.
I don't know if you have that in Canada, actually. But
I think.
Okay. Yeah. That would make sense. But I forgot that you were from Canada. I'm from the States there for a moment. But of course, there's corporate mentorship, there's youth mentorship, there's mentorship for people dealing with substance misuse. So mentors provide support as people with lived experience in the area that they're focusing on. And so with our program, all of the mentors that we have are volunteers. They volunteer with us. They're all survivors, and they come from all different walks of life, all different injury history, TBI, stroke, NTBI, you know, any type of brain injury. And they're at a point in their recovery where they feel like they have, the resources and the skills and the tools to live a fulfilling and, type of life where they're thriving and, want to give back to somebody else who's still trying to get there after their brain injury.
Is there a certain level that they have to do that you would determine or someone else determines that is appropriate for them to start, or do they appeal to people? I'm sure people want to get back. I mean, they'll do one session of rehab and one session of physio or OT, and they're like, I want to teach somebody else this. So when do you say, okay, I think it's a good time for you to, if you do want to join the program?
So the biggest thing is, and this is what I talk to new mentors about when we first do our initial introduction, is like, being at a place where you feel like you have the time and the energy and the knowledge to give back to another person. Because as we all know, recovering from a brain injury can be a full-time job in itself. Yeah. It's a lot. And, they have to be in a place where they can take care of themselves, but also support another person. So we have mentors who are just a couple of years out from their brain injury. We have mentors who are 20, 30 more years out from their brain injury. And that lived experience is key, for the peers that come into the program looking for support. Talking to the mentor in the program can sometimes be the first time they've ever talked to another person with a brain injury before.
Sorry,
guys. Yeah. No, yeah. So that lived experience is so important. because, you know, they may have good support systems, right? The peers, they may have friends, family, professionals who love and care about them, but they don't really understand them because they can't relate. They haven't had a brain injury themselves.
This is the only other issue I want to talk about because I know, I mean, it's been 20 years now for me. And I know I have a lot of knowledge to share about brain injury, about my recovery and stuff, but I also don't feel like I want to tell anybody what to do, how they should approach it, how they should live, what steps they should take for them. I'm trying to be very liberal about what they should, they do what they want to do. And, you know, because I don't have the magic bullet or the magic recipe. So would you recommend? How would you say, what type of information, what should I kind of convey to others who have gone through brain injury and want to know? Because I've doing this podcast, so people know who I am, or some, not everybody, but some people do. So they want to ask me questions. I'm kind of useless. I'm like, I just do what you like to do it. So I feel like I'm letting people down. So I don't. What would you recommend? How would you approach that?
What we always tell the mentors is, you know, mentorship is semi-structured guidance.
Yeah.
And it's always, you know, coming from a place where, like, this is what worked for me. This may not necessarily work for you.
Yeah.
So mentors really help peers to, you know, kind of think out loud, process through the challenges that they're facing, and then offer advice, you know, by asking, like, you know, do you want to hear what worked for me, or may I give a suggestion, you know, letting them decide if they want that advice or not. While also bearing in mind that, you know, every brain injury is different. You know, what worked for person A might not work for person B, but still giving a person with a brain injury those resources and that knowledge can be really empowering for them. And even if they try that rehabilitation or that service or whatever, and it doesn't work for them, you know, in a way they're still better off, right? Because they've learned that, oh, checking this off, time to move on to the next thing.
Well, that makes that does make me feel better, because I'm definitely, a lot of me seeing people asking for information, I'll say, well, it worked for me, it may not work for you, kind of thing. Or less, or I found it's good, but you may not. And you like doing this or do this. And I don't know if that's, I'm always unsure if it's helpful or from kind of being detrimental to it. So what type of activities do your specific mentors and mentees partake in?
All kinds of different stuff. So we're a statewide program, and, you know, our population is mostly concentrated in the Denver metro area, you know, Denver, Fort Collins, Colorado Springs, Pueblo. But we have a lot of, you know, rural and frontier communities in Colorado as well, where there aren't as many available services and there aren't as many, you know, recreational and social opportunities. So since we are a statewide program, we have mentors and peers that live all over the state. So a lot of the times people communicate virtually. You know, if people are in the same geographic location, we encourage them to meet up in person if possible. But, you know, we have a lot of small little mountain towns that are, you know, hard to get to, 8 hours or so away from different parts of the state. So that's the beauty of this new kind of digital age, or whatever you want to call it, that we live in, is that mentors and peers can make connections from no matter where they are now.
I know.
They can still really reduce those feelings of isolation and, you know, still help build community. So they're encouraged to communicate once a week at a preset day and time for consistency and to, you know, make progress more consistently. If people do meet in person, you know, they do all sorts of things like, you know, going out into the community just for a fun day, hang out in a park or something, you know, maybe go check out a new resource center or something like that. And then for mentors, we have a lot of professional development and training opportunities. So mentors can access trainings, professional development on mentoring and brain injury. We have these professional development days and these webinars that we host for continued education and mentors.
Okay, so those are just for mentors about mentorship. I'm sure you have other educational programs available, but those are for mentor people that want to do mentorship or So if it was that available on a specific part of your website, like that there, just or just education, is that the tab?
Just education within the program for now. I'm the type of person that always likes to think big. So I'd love to, maybe make some of these training and professional development opportunities that we're offering our mentors available to the general public. That's a bigger down the road type dream, and hopefully support other states and other organizations that want to start brain injury specific mentorship programs.
This is kind of going on a bit different tack, but do you involve in the mentorship, the JDH, so the continuing education programs? Do you still get involved with your outdoor experience?
Yes, no. So we have a department at BIAC, a recreation and social programming, where in Colorado, we're very well known for our outdoor recreation.
Something
that we take a lot of pride in, and a lot of people come to the state for. Yeah. So we offer adaptable programming for survivors of a brain injury to either learn a new skill or hobby or relearn one that they may not have been able to participate in after sustaining a brain injury. So we'll do adaptive skiing and snowboarding. We'll do adaptive cycling and ropes courses, camping, hiking trips, finding creative ways, fishing. We do a lot of adaptive fishing, finding creative ways to get people back into the outdoors or outdoors for the first time.
Yeah.
In some occasions after having had a brain injury.
And that's excellent. Cause I see one of my first guests was, Sierra says you brain injured in Idaho, I believe, in Texan Hall, I'm going to say. And she said, that's not right. I got that correct. Sally Franklin, she's in Colorado or was in Colorado. She wrote for something, but I obviously don't want you to tell me if she's playing a program or not, because that's kind of an invasion of privacy of her. But Sally Franklin was in the program, and I know she still does some stuff, and she was big in skiing before injury. So I think that getting outside and getting people back to things they love, the activity they love. And as you mentioned, the activities they may not have had a chance to do before. And actually, this is a total aside, but I love the show Alone.
And I've been watching that show.
Outdoor, a lot of them are like outdoor education. It's like that thing that there are people who teach outdoor education, and you do, he said. So you have watched the show, you know what I'm talking about?
I'm totally caught up. I've seen every season. I really love that show.
Right, I know, yeah. Okay, me too. I was going to say, because I'm not big. I love being outdoors and stuff, but I don't have skill set that any of these people do. But what type of activities do you think from that show, say, I don't know, building a shelter, but like fishing or like building a generally, what type of activities do you think are not necessarily needed by brain injury, because you don't even know how to start a fire or anything. But I mean, just knowing the basic skills, having the basic mind working the right way. So do you think that's important?
I always like to say, in terms of importance with something, like if it means something to you and it gives you joy and fulfillment, then it's important. So if your hobby, if your calling is to go out in the woods and build shelters and learn how to survive, then hey, you should do it if you can do it safely. In terms of basic skills, what's really cool is seeing how these certain programs can help with just like day-to-day activities. Whether it comes to like organization, confidence, and then also, some of the more, like hand-eye coordination type stuff and balance. So there's definitely a very healing aspects to being outside in many different ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, now this, again, I'm not very being very fluid this episode, but we'll go back to the Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado. So you just talk some more about that, your organization, and Jerry told us about the 501c designation, but where are you, and where do you particularly, but where is Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado, and what, and like bit of its history maybe.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yeah, so Brain Injury Alliance has been around for several decades now. I should know this number. I believe it's around or just over 30 years, if not more. And we've grown pretty significantly over the last few years. So we've got about 30 staff, and we're based in Denver. Our office is in Denver, but we actually have staff all over the state. Since we're such a large state, and all the different parts of the state are so different. You know, like not just like geographically, but also culturally.
Sorry, again, the mountains must be a lot different than obviously in the flatter areas.
Absolutely.
Flatter areas up high as well. I don't know Colorado very well myself.
So we are pretty high up. I mean, they call Denver the Mile High City for a reason. We are 5,000, I forget the number of feet above sea level. And then the tallest points in the state are over 14,000 feet, some of our mountains. So it's pretty significant in terms of how the elevation changes. And that impacts a lot of things. But a large part of the reason that we have staff all over the state is since the state is so big and each state has so many different needs, right? So we designate the state into five regions at Brain Injury Alliance. So we consider it to be Denver Metro, then we have our northern region, our southern region, our central mountains, and then our western slope. And we have staff in all those locations that specialize in resources in those areas and can provide phone-based and in-person services in those areas.
And my bit of generalization about Colorado, but I expect you to love brain injuries occurring from skiing or snowboarding or rock climbing. Or is that just me being ignorant of the many aspects of Colorado?
No, we do. We definitely have a lot of brain injuries that happen as a result of outdoor recreation. It doesn't rank number one on the list. You know, there's still a lot of other ways that people acquire brain injuries in the state. The one thing I will say, though, is especially with outdoor recreation, brain injuries, a lot of them go unreported and undiagnosed.
Yes.
So the number could actually be a lot higher. I mean, pretty much every number of every category of brain injury, the numbers could be a lot higher because they go undiagnosed. But you know, someone hits their head skiing, they may, you know, just shake it off or just go to the lodge and be told they're fine and go back out on the mountain. Meanwhile, they've sustained a concussion.
That's exactly what I want to ask you about. The concussion, you have an area of website that's, I don't know if I can mess up this whole funny website again, but the CDC, the generally, you are, yeah, concussion is how prevalent do you think those are? And not do you think, but do you know what those are? How is you undiagnosed and unreported in, say, skiing or football or car accidents or slip and falls? Do you think those are the most undiagnosed injuries? But which one would you say is the most people should really be the most aware of that potential to be concussed?
You know, what we're finding a lot is that a lot of cases of domestic violence will involve an undiagnosed brain injury. So we're seeing with that category that the numbers could actually be much, much, much higher than what is reported on.
Especially on IPV, so I can't put in to mention that, but IPV is so important.
Yeah. And what we're learning, the numbers are, you know, staggering to say the least. And there are many, many reasons why a brain injury as a result of a domestic violence situation would go undiagnosed. That number is probably significantly higher than what is being reported nationally, not just statewide.
Yeah, and internationally, I'm sure, and knowing Canada as well, and as well as my problems in Newfoundland, Labrador. So please look up concussions and IPV to partner violence, domestic violence. And I think that's a very important area that people are just ignore that aspect of it. And that's so important for everyone to get checked out, to be aware of the potential there. And actually, I want to ask you more about just your, I'm looking at your website now, and there's so much to ask you about on this forum, but I guess you just run through the for adults, for kids, for professionals, and behavioral health services. So, what types of information do you think are, or is the most important of those, or the most important is doing a rank them? But what would you tell adults? Definitely, do you tell kids? And definitely, do you tell professionals? And who would you refer to behavioral health services?
Oh, if we were to go through all of our programs and services, we'd be here all day. So I'll give you the brief version. We have a lot of stuff that we offer. What I'll touch on first, which I think is probably the most important, is our foundational support system, which we call resource navigation. And what that is we have a team of staff members called resource navigators. And when someone calls us, whenever they call our main line, they'll automatically get connected to a resource navigator. And these people provide support to brain injury survivors, caregivers, and professionals, particularly survivors, though the focus is on survivors of all ages who could self-diagnose having had a brain injury in their lives. Yeah. So they provide education about brain injury, information about local resources that people may benefit from, such as, you know, neurologists, physical therapists, speech therapists, support groups, you know, things like that. If a survivor has a need, right, they can call into resource navigation, a need related to brain injury, they can call into resource navigation and they'll help them try to meet those needs. When someone does call in, if it's their first time ever chatting with us, that's when they get a rundown about all the programs and services that we offer, so they can get plugged in the different areas. You know, we have our recreation program, we have what's called a self-management program, education consultation and youth services for people ages 0 to 21, all kinds of different stuff. And we're still expanding on the programs and services that we offer too. So this list is only going to keep growing.
It's a big list now. So
for youth, all of our programs and services are also open to youth. And then education consultation would be specifically for people ages 0 to 21. And then for professionals, we offer brain injury training and information about, you know, how to best support the brain injury survivors that these professionals work with. And that could be everything from hospitals to local courts, to law enforcement, to, you know, anybody, any organization that's working with survivors that wants to know how to better support them. We provide free training for that.
That's amazing, because it's such an impressive website and you have such a depth of information out there. And I recommend anybody to check out the website and check out the resources available there, whether you're in Colorado or not, whether they're anywhere in the world, just there's lots of information there. And some of it, of course, you can't access here if you're not in China, not in Colorado, but, you know, it's definitely a viable resource. So, you know, on that page and also on your email signature, there's a, you have an event, a big event coming up, because we are recording this podcast on August 25th, right? 25th, yeah, Friday, August 25th. So hopefully you'll hear this on Tuesday, August 29th. Yes, 29th, yes. Or maybe September 5th, or, yes, 5th. Yeah. But either way, this event is after that. And Zach, when I'll tell you about this important event, that the big event of the year that BIC has coming up.
So the event is called Pikes Peak Challenge. And a little background for the non-Colorado listeners. As you all probably know, we have a lot of mountains here. We have mountains that we refer to as 14ers. And what those are mountains that are over 14,000 feet higher. So Pikes Peak is a 14er. And every year, we've been doing it for decades now. It's our biggest fundraiser of the year. We've been hosting the Pikes Peak Challenge, where people will hike up Pikes Peak or halfway up, or they can participate in a 1 to 2 mile walk around the local town, Manitou Springs, that Pikes Peak is in. Okay. So it's our biggest fundraiser. People hike to raise money that supports Brain Injury Alliance programs, brain injury education and research. It's a really, really fun day. You can fundraise entirely online, and you can join teams, you can make teams. And even if you're not in Colorado and you want to participate and raise money for Brain Injury Alliance of Colorado, there's a virtual challenge. So you can go out on your own time and do your own hike, have your own challenge. And, you know, all the money will still, you know, go back into BIAC, but it's a super fun day. Pikes Peak is beautiful. As you can probably imagine, the view from on top of the mountain is pretty incredible.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, you can find more information on our website. And we do also have a website designated to Pikes Peak Challenge as well.
Excellent. So that's excellent. So that is on September 9th, which is Saturday. Right.
Yep, Saturday, September 9th. And I will say, if you're going to be doing the full hike or the half hike, it is a big, big day. So Pikes Peak, if you're starting at the base of the mountain, you're going to go about 14 miles and you're going to gain about 7,000 feet of elevation. The beauty of it, though, is you don't have to hike back down, because it's actually, there's a paved road all the way up to the top. So we have shuttles that drive you back down.
Now, there you go.
So you don't got to make it a huge, 28 to 30 mile day. Also, a fun fact about 14ers is, you have to start them pretty early. So most people start around 4:30 in the morning, if not a little earlier, because Colorado, we're known for getting these big storms.
It really is an all day challenge.
Yep, it's all day. It's an all day thing. So
nice. Oh, sorry, are you saying that the storms, are these big storms?
Yeah, so usually in the summer, in September, we're actually coming towards the end of our 14er season, because then the snow starts to roll in.
Right.
But in the summer, you know, those thunderstorms can roll into the mountains, usually after 12. I'm not a meteorologist, so I don't know the science behind it, but it's usually after 12. And it's pretty incredible about the speed that they can roll in. So that's why you want to get up and back down to tree line after before noon, if possible.
All right. Well, I mean, that's an amazing challenge. It encourages fitness and encourages people to get outside and do something. And I think it's just a great way to fundraise. And I encourage anybody who's in Colorado, or anyway, if they're, whether you're ranked or not, just to join the challenge and fundraise for such an important organization. in your state. And if you're around, if you can't make it, then as Zach said, the virtual challenge is also available. So I encourage everybody who's in Colorado to either do this, attempt this virtually or in person. And I think it's a great place, to end this podcast. And unless Zach had any other, maybe you could just plug the let you plug the website one more time and any other resources you think that really your social media or your email there, not your email, but the general email. And anything else do you think would be YouTube channel or something like that? Anything else you think is important for people to know? So please.
So yeah, our website is biacolorado.org. We are also on Instagram and Facebook. You can find us there. We have a podcast called TBI Talking Brain Injury, where we interview brain injury survivors around the state of Colorado to share their stories. You can learn more about us through any of those platforms if you want to contact us. It's just info@biacolorado.org. And if you're interested in learning more about the peer mentorship program, just ask for me. I'd be happy to give you more information about that. And we have a lot of stuff as I mentioned. So check it out. And we also have an educational materials page that provides information and resources that could be helpful for all survivors of brain injury, not just those in Colorado. So if you're outside of Colorado, maybe check that out as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Zach. And this is valuable. I will not repeat this in case I forget to mention some important aspects, but definitely the website, biacolorado.org, is my final one. I'll repeat just to check the website out and check out their education resources and everything there. So thank you so much, Zach, and thank you everyone for listening to this podcast. Hopefully you listen to this in August, which will be August 29th will be when it comes out, or maybe September. But either way, check out Pike's Peak Challenge on September 2nd. September 9th, in Pike's Peak. So I'm not sure the town, but again, the website there. And check out that. So thank you all for listening. And thank you, Zach. And thank you, Brain Injury Colorado.
Thank you, Nick. It's been great chatting with you. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.